Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9.67, up 16 and a quarter on the open. July, 9.70, up 13. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.16, up 20 on the open. July, 9.28, up 17 and a half. September, 9.48, up 24. December, 9.55, up 16 on the open. May corn opened at 5.99, up 7 and a quarter on the open. July, 6.11, up 6 and a quarter. September, 6.18 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. December, 6.20, up 7 and 3 quarters. March of 2009, 6.30, up 7 and a half. May, 6.35 and a half, up 9 and a half. July, 6.37, up 9 and a half. December, 5.77 and 3 quarters, up 6 and 3 quarters. March of 2010, 5.81, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. May beans opened at 13.90, up 13 and a half on the open. July, 14.08, up 18 and a quarter. August, 13.97, up 19 and three quarters. September, 13.55, up 19 and a half. November, $13, up 13. January, 13.15, up 14 and three quarters on the open. May soybean meal open at 353, up 280 on the open. July, 357, up 270. May soybean oil open at 6225, up 75 on the open. July, 6305, up 80. April live cattle open at 89.35, up 20 on the open. June, 90.45, up 35. April feeders open at 99.85, up 30 on the open. May, 104, up 92.5. May lean hogs opened at 70.75, up 107.5 on the open. June, 74.40, up 247.5. And May bellies open at 78.50, up 112.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, hi, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin on the CME Group livestock side where, boy, prices have taken off to the upside today in lean hogs. What's going on there?
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, I think that we've seen a lot of activity around the country here, around the world, about worrying about food prices and everything that way. So, you know, and the fund activity this morning has really shot up in the hogs.
What do you look for upside targets off this massive move to the upside?
Well, Dave, this is more than we expected to start with, and we don't have a goal for them up there, I guess. To be honest with you, if I give you one, I'd be making it up off the top of my head here now, and that wouldn't be fair to all our listeners.
Turn our attention to the grain side. And boy, we're seeing off that opening bell continued strength. The price is continuing to rally higher even as we speak.
You know, we had a couple things happen overnight. Number one, it's called crude oil. It's up $1.91 here. We're up over $113 a barrel. We had some problems with that. We're seeing the gold market up $2.40, so the outside pricing good. We saw continuing index fund buying yesterday and reactivity there. You know, the weather forecast continued to show that rain's expected in the Central Plains about midweek and move east into the weekend and more in the northern parts of the Midwest. And I think 1 to 2 inches sometime next week is what Mike Solis said earlier today. So fieldwork should advance, but no aggressive fieldwork's expected during the immediate two-week time period. And we're running out of time for early planted corn and corn in the Mid-South before they might switch over to beans some there, Dave. So, you know, that's a little bit of enthusiasm there. The other thing that we're looking at is we're seeing a lot of countries out here talking about banning exports for a while because of food inflation. Kazakhstan has banned wheat exports until September 1st. Argentina extended their freeze on new wheat exports until May 5th. Indonesia's banned rice exports, still a bigger reserve, and we're hearing more and more things like that going on.
What do you think the net effect of those bannings will be for U.S. export sales?
Well, that's what you're seeing out the little enthusiasm in the beans this morning, is the idea that they're going to see a few more people come here and buy some wheat and beans.
In fact, if you look at November technicals on the beans, we're now at 13.10 and a quarter, up 23 and a quarter, now up 23. And as I looked at the charts, it appeared that maybe a technical objective was 13.01 and a half, and we're blowing right through that.
Yes, and when you blow through resistance points, it generally means we're looking for another step up.
So are you saying 60-cent piece? Dan Zwicker likes to talk about a 60-cent move for an increment in beans.
Well, you know, we're sure not going to argue with Dan here this morning. That wasn't that's a little farther than what we had him projected this morning, but we're not going to argue with Dan. He's a much better chartist and cycle person than I am.
So about 50, 60 cents to the upside there. What about the corn market to the upside?
Well, the corn market, we got May corn back above $6 here again. That projects, we've got the Dease over 620 again. The close over 620 projects us up to that 640 area. So, Dave, there's possibly, if we can hold these gains today and the weather forecast doesn't change drastically, we're probably looking at the, you said 60 cents in the beans. I'm looking for at least the 20 cents in the corn.
So if that's the case, are these places to look at new marketings?
Well, I think, like I say, we've already been to the 620. If we were using that as one of our goals to start with, we already did a little marketing there. If not, why we sit on our hands today and look for a little further move up.
Well, I wonder if we roll puts up.
We are trying to do that as we speak.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. What are you seeing there, sir?
The wheat market, of course, as we were talking about, we saw the different Russian or former Russian countries, banning exports that way. We're talking about, some very cold weather in some places and doing what's going on here that way. So a little more export business possibly coming the U.S. way here because of those export bans. So we're seeing wheat up 20, 25 cents, following along with the wheat and the beans.
Is there a downside target that you would hate to see wheat close below at this point?
Well, I think, you'd have to look very strong at that $9 mark versus the May wheat right now, yes.
903 in the July, 903 and three quarters in the July, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we left with today? I mean, we have the crude oil going up, and I think part of it on that the market was shocked that the consumption number was higher on gasoline, although we don't know if it was volume or price. And we have this huge rally that we're seeing today. We have some prices out on the Wall Street later, some data and earnings coming out for Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, that data coming out later this week. What is your sense of where this market will go by the end of this week?
Are we talking about the grain markets?
Yes, the grain markets.
The grain markets. Well, everything out here tends to look inflationary. And, how much more inflationary action can we take and where we're going to go on to and how much more money do the index funds have? Fundamentally, we've went to the points that we really need to go to. But that doesn't mean we have to stop because we know the technicals and index funds push things beyond their levels. So, I think that we sort of made some comments here that I don't know by the end of the week we'll get there or not. But if the weather forecast does remain extremely wet, if planting progress does stay extremely slow, we could see another 10 to 20 cents in the corn.
And we see that the heaviest point of this storm at the moment is tracking right from St. Louis through Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wayne, we'll go ahead and let you go. You have a grand day, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the Opening Market Report. Let's look at the current picture for the marketplace. May wheat now at 964 and three quarters, up 14. July, 970, up 13. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade now trading at 915 and a half, up 19 and a half. July, 936, up 25 and a half. May corn at 6.04 1/4, up 12.5. July 6.17 1/2, up 12 3/4. September 6.22, up 9 3/4. December 6.24 1/2, up 11 1/4. May beans 13.94, up 21 1/2. July 14.12, up 22 3/4. August 13.92, up 14 3/4. November 13.15, up 28. May soybean meal 354.70, up 4.50. July 359.50, up 5.20. May soybean oil 62.59, up 109. July 63.40, up 115. Mike Sola tells us in the two-state forecast today, look for mostly sunny skies and highs between 58 in eastern Indiana and 66 in western Illinois. Tonight, clear and not as cool. Lows ranging from 35 in far eastern Indiana to 46 in western Illinois. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with highs ranging from 65 near Lake Michigan to 73 degrees in southwestern Illinois. And you're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have a website where we post all of our agricultural audio comments. It's at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.